second game, second doubleheader of the year. I thought there were some strides here from first day of baseball to second day of baseball. May have not showed on the scoreboard, but I think, you know, making some strides along the way. I know a couple of tough losses here, but how would you probably assess your day here at the Diamond?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And not just a stride, some big strides. Yeah. There was a lot of improvement that we saw. You know, we still had some errors, we still had some mistakes, but as far as offensively and kind of approach at the plate, you know, two different stories. I don't know what the stats exactly have for us. Look at those tonight. But as far as strikeouts, that we were way down than what we were last Thursday. You know, putting the ball in play, and then, you know, at the end of the second game, and, you know, even though they were recorded as outs, the sound off the bat was better. We really started to barrel it up there towards the end and had some nice, you know, balls in play that, you know, unfortunately were outs for us. But, yeah, a lot of strides, all parts of the games we improved on.
And I mean, for the most part, I thought the pitching was a little better at times today, and I know it doesn't show for it, but I think, you know, errors, you know, you were talking about in the pregame interview getting around 18 pitches an inning, and I know that hurt Harrison in his outing today, only going three innings, but I thought you had a couple of good innings there from your second and third pitchers there today in the first game. And you know, I thought Easton, for the most part, other than the second inning, I mean, he had some good pitches in that second inning. Just errors cost him there, some pitches in the game. And I thought overall, I think your pitchers also took some strides today as well.
They did. Everyone we had out there on the mound looked good. You know, we had, you know, like you said, a couple walks. And yeah, they all looked good. And, you know, probably this early in the season, that'd be the only thing coming back after Thursday is we had just a little bit of fatigue, you know, in – everybody except for Jeff, probably as far as how far they could go tonight physically and not necessarily, you know, coming, we got a week now, we should be a little healthier, a little less fatigued after a week, and now second outing, it just continued to build on that base and, you know, keep getting stronger as the year goes along. So, but yeah, I thought Weathers pitched good again and Harrison pitched good again. I mean, Easton, they all pitched good. And Jeff really pitching in, you know, two games, I guess Weathers pitched in both games as well to kind of finish that one out. But, you know, that's not always easy to do, you know, to come back in game two and, you know, give a couple innings or even a couple batters. So they did an awesome job tonight. And, you know, we're just going to keep getting better from here.
You guys are also maybe not in the – well, yeah, in the second game, but also in the first game, I think you turned overall three or four double plays, and some of them unconventional, but some they were still double plays, and that was nice to see.
Yeah, it that's what we need, you know, to help our pitchers out and it keep that pitch count down. Is those double plays are huge, and, you know, we'll take them any way we can get them.
What's the biggest thing here for the next week for your team as you get ready for league play against Ulysses on the road next Tuesday?
Rest, first of all. Take care of our arms tomorrow. Get that sorted through so we can have as many arms as possible healthy for Tuesday. Continue just working on baseball things. You know, like we talked last week, we do have a young team, and, you know, we learned some things tonight, you know, rule interpretations and things like that. So, you know, just working on the little things and, you know, and trying to win 90 feet at a time. In game one, that's kind of – we lost game one probably 90 feet at a time, just too many – giving away too many bases here and there, so –
And I kind of mentioned as well, that's probably a game that you'll probably win later on in the year.
Yeah, and, you know, I told him to start game two. If you get game two to the seventh, this is about the third inning, I told him if you get game two to the seventh inning, you'll have an opportunity to win just as you did in game one. And even though the run differential was a little different going into the seventh inning in game two than it was game one, I still felt like we had an opportunity to win late. And their resiliency tonight, you know, coming back, I don't think we had a lead tonight, but we made several comebacks in game one where we tied it up and then got down by quite a few and came back again. And even game two, been able to tack on a couple runs here and there. And it, even in the seventh inning, I feel, you know, those guys were positioned just right there in the outfield to catch those two last drives that Blaine could have scored on either one of those had they fallen. So, yeah, we're getting better. And it's going to be exciting to see him, you know, next week and for the weeks following.
Absolutely, and some opportunities to win some games here down the road. Coach David Dirks joining us here, wrapping things up. Coach, once again, thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
All right, thank you.